We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Terrible news out of Harlem today. A fire which took the lives of two people and left a little kid in pretty bad shape. This happened about 1:30 this morning in a five-story building on AC Powell. Adding to the nightmare, we hear one of the victims was on the phone with her husband at the time flames raced through their home, and 1010 Wins spoke with the husband. 1010 Wins reporter Carol DiOrio now.
The woman who died in this fire was 37 years old. She had just given birth to her second child, a boy, 3 weeks ago. She also had a four-year-old daughter. Her husband was at work when the fire broke out on the floor below in their apartment on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard and West 112th Street. Her husband, Pape Conte, said while the fire was burning, his wife had called him.
She said she cannot get out. It's too much smoke. And
Deputy Assistant Fire Chief Fred Schaff agreed that was the problem.
From the smoke going to the floors above is very difficult.
Besides the 37-year-old woman, who was originally from Mali, the fire also claimed the life of an 81-year-old man. He was her neighbor. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Wins in Harlem.
Yeah, it took over 100 firefighters to knock down that fire. They also had to rescue 9 other people from the building. An investigation continues. Oh, what a terrible mistake in Queens last night. Police say a woman unknowingly stabs her friend to death. They say she thought he was attacking her. The incident happened about 11:30 in an apartment on Union Street near 31st in Flushing. It's just bizarre. Police say the 39-year-old woman who lives in the building showed up with her friend, ID'd as Zhang Zhong Wang, and that they confronted a group of guys knocking on the door. Apparently, a big fight broke out, and police say the woman pulled out 2 knives. It says here one of the outsiders grabbed a shovel from a nearby construction site. In the meantime, they say Wang, trying to pull his friend away from the turmoil, grabbed his friend from behind. Well, police say she thought he was assaulting her, one of the bad guys, spun around and plunged a knife into his chest. They rushed Wang to the hospital, but he didn't make it. So far, there is no word on charges. Well, let the love, caring, and gift-giving begin. 1010 Wins reporter Samantha Liebman did a ride-along today with some frontline heroes still at it, still giving, still caring.
Got some socks in there, some snacks.
Lenox Hill Hospital paramedic Peter Tyler hands out care packages to the homeless in the winter.
Socks, gloves, hats, a blanket, some snacks, like, you know, like a power bar or something like that, bottle of water.
He came to his supervisor 3 years ago with the idea, inspired by his own experiences both in and out of the ambulance.
When I was a teenager in New York, I was homeless for a little while, you know, so I sort of, you know, sort of felt that. And then people usually come up, and sometimes at night the homeless will knock on the door, see if they have an extra blanket or an extra sheet.
Now all the ambulances carry some, and they've given out more than 300, and those on the receiving end appreciative.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins in Midtown.
Well, the DA's office in Queens says an accessori driver tried to commit a big accessor ripoff. Get this, a 72-year-old Long Island guy accused of faking a bunch of rides, 661 of them, in fact, in an alleged attempt to pocket nearly $70,000 from the MTA. The Queens DA says the guy filed bogus reimbursement claims between September of last year and February of this year. So he took home an extra $69,860 for rides he never provided. Queens DA Melinda Katz.
Accessor ride was paying the curb app for the rides that were not happening by this defendant. And then the curb app was paying the driver. The defendant. 2 times they were solid calls. The other 659 were fraudulent, and it all happened within a very small amount of time of 6 months.
Yeah, they say he wasn't that smart about it. They say he logged the rides to one woman's account via a ride hailing app, but in order to make that kind of money, authorities say he would have needed to pick her up at least 3 times a day, every day for 6 months. So how'd they figure it out? MTA investigators got suspicious and trailed the guy and noticed him driving the TLC yellow taxi with an invisible person inside. Grand larceny, identity theft, falsifying business records, and of course a lesser charge of driving around the invisible man. But don't look now, but there's another search underway for the remains of Jimmy Hoffa, this time the FBI, turning their attention to a former landfill over in Jersey. under the Pulaski. Hoffa, the former head of the Teamsters, was last seen 45 years ago on his way to meet with a couple of reputed mobsters. This latest search for his remains comes following a tip from a man who says his dad worked at that landfill, had said Hoffa's body was shoved into a steel drum, buried with some other barrels under a bunch of bricks and dirt. That would do it. As late 1010 Winds legend Stan Brooks used to say, stay tuned. Well, Islanders fans finally getting a brand new home of their very own. The ribbon cut today out at UBS Arena at Belmont Park. And newsman Darius Radzius drew the short straw. He's live for us tonight out at the new digs. See how they look.
Well, Larry, it's now official. The New York Islanders have a new home. The ribbon has been cut here at UBS Arena, ready to welcome fans this weekend with games scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. It was a big celebration here with Governor Hochul joined by NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and New York Islanders co-owner John Ledecky. Bettman says the stadium here is a one-of-a-kind and has no resemblance to the New York Islanders' old home, the Nassau Coliseum, except that the roof here is at the same height. He says the stadium will be just as loud with all the fans here watching the games. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, live at the new UBS Arena on Long Island.
All right, opening night, way to go.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.